You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. What may be the longest week of the year, or at least it feels that way. I don't know why. I guess we're close to spring, right? We're heading to spring training next week. We're going to be in Jupiter, Florida, doing the show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from Roger Dean Stadium. Do you know what Roger Dean did for a living?
Sold cars.
Yeah, he was a car dealer. And then he built Major League Baseball park that the Marlins and the Cardinals share. And we'll be down there for the show next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Dale Coley and Brett Jurger and Kevin Brahaney and our good friend, our old friend, Senator Frank Watson, retired Senator Frank Watson. He spends a lot of time down in Florida. Anyway, that's all coming next week. Our great pleasure to introduce you to a young man who has been, I've been so impressed by over these last number of months. His name is Reed Jostes. He joins us. He is with the FFA chapter from Aurora Forsyth. He's also the president of Section 16. He's going to have to help explain some of this to us as we are all learning about how this can transform lives. Reed, good morning. First of all, I've got to ask you, when you went FFA, now your dad's a very famous football coach. Did you have these conversations about what you were going to do with your spare time?
Yeah, so whenever I first joined into FFA.
And when did that happen?
So I joined into FFA starting my freshman year as soon as I got into high school. And really, it came down to mom and dad just simply said, if you're not going to do football, if that's not your avenue, that's fine. But you're going to be involved in something. You're going to do something in high school.
Because they understand the benefit of these extracurricular activities and getting the most you can out of learning.
Correct. And being involved in any extracurricular gives you outstanding knowledge of what life after high school is going to be like. Those scheduling conflicts and things are good for you to have experience with before you get there, because those are real life things.
Yeah.
So getting that experience ahead of time was great. And so that's kind of how I led into FFA, was just that initial push of what am I going to do, because athletics are not a choice for me, simply just because I had no God-given talent whatsoever.
Okay, but, so you realized that. That's okay. There's a lot of kids like you, right, that aren't going to be football players or basketball players. And I think it's okay. I think it's probably better, because you're going to play football for a limited amount of time. I mean, you might be good enough to get a college scholarship, and if you do that, your chances of going any further than that are probably not that large, right? Or basketball or anything else. Now, you might play pickup games or do whatever. What you're learning is going to go with you the rest of your life, through your career, through whatever it is you choose to do.
Right. So all of these things that we kind of learn in FFA, and kind of backing up, you don't have to have any kind of skill or quote-unquote talent to join FFA. FFA is really for anyone. You don't need any kind of public speaking ability coming into it. You'll learn all that once you get here. And then one of the big things that is going to help you later on is all the soft skills you develop being in FFA, public
which is the one thing, the major thing that every single employer tells me that I talk to in this process, is that they've got people coming to them that don't have these skills, right? I mean, and it's the one thing kids aren't learning. And with the advent of social media and even less face-to-face sort of conversation and contact, it's even worse now than it's ever been.
Right. Having those face-to-face contacts and that ability to walk up to someone, start and hold a conversation, have a firm handshake like I talked about with Tad earlier this week, all those
You've
things,
learned all of that.
Right. Yeah. It just kind of comes naturally with FFA and just being thrown into those business settings and not necessarily having a sink or swim mentality.
No.
But you just kind of have those experiences that you wouldn't get anywhere else to learn those
things. All right. Let's talk about what is obvious to the two of us, because we've been, in this for a while, but what is not obvious to a large portion of the public. This started out as the Future Farmers of America. I mean, that's what
correct.
The FFA stood for many years. We've been an agro economy for a long time, and we're going to be for a long time, because people are going to need to eat and people are going to grow food.
That's right.
But the FFA changed their name several years ago.
That's right. So in 1988, actually, the Future Farmers of America changed their name to the National FFA Organization. And essentially what this did was it broadened our spectrums. We no longer wanted to be narrow just to farm boys. And we realized the agriculture industry was much bigger than that. So
about 2% of the jobs, or even less than that, in agribusiness are actually in and around the farming process.
Right. So about 2% of jobs in the agriculture industry are actual, what we consider traditional agriculture. And those are things like going out daily, working with cattle, working with pigs, plowing the fields. The other 98% of those jobs, lion production or processing agriculture and an agribusiness and welding,
transporting and everything else.
All
it's
those
this
things.
Huge umbrella. And there are a lot of people that go through the FFA program that don't necessarily even end up working in what is traditionally considered agribusiness. I look at my friend Nicole Bateman, you know, for instance, or my friend Paul Osborne, who was in yesterday, who's the publisher of the Tribune and was the mayor of Decatur, was an FFA kid. They take these skill sets they learn, particularly these soft skills mm-hmm. you were just talking about, and whether or not they go into the ag business industry or not, it follows them for life.
Right. All those skills that you're learning in FFA, whether you're going into business or you're going to go to be a medical doctor, any of those things that you can learn in FFA, I promise will help you later on in life. Because even the simple things like landing that job, you need those soft skills for. And you need kind of that business mindset to be able to help you get to where you want to be in life.
All right. So let's talk about what it means, because I had a meeting yesterday at District 61 about the Duane Andrews Ag Academy. And you were kind enough to be there at Eisenhower High School when we unveiled this. I mean, how cool is this for the community? I mean, I know a lot of the community doesn't yet realize what the long-term impact is going to be of this, but how cool has this been?
The magnitude of this, especially for me as the section president to get to be a part of this, I would say the other 24 section presidents are definitely jealous of me. We have probably one of the coolest programs in the country going in right here, and I'm really excited to see where this goes after my term and excited to see where it's going to go in the future. This is an amazing program, and the potential for it is infinite.
It really is. All right, so tell me about, so you got started your freshman year. How did you end up being, you know, walk us through all the way to Section 16. What is Section 16? How big is it?
So Section 16, the heart of my section lies in Macon County. I cover all of Macon County, all of the Macon County schools, including DPS.
Okay, now how many schools actually have an active FFA program?
So in Section 16, we have 14 in the whole section. And so that is a large number, but looking to next year, we're looking to potentially increase that number all the way up to 18 in just 1 year. And that's incredible growth. It's growth we don't actually typically see. And that's something really exciting and really refreshing for the agriculture community and industry, because we need these programs to push those leaders into the industry.
All right. So once again, for parents or grandparents or anyone who has a kid in their life that is going to be a freshman in District 61 in particular next year, or this coming fall, at Eisenhower on Wednesday, March 14th from 6 to 7. They're inviting everyone out, students, parents, guardians. And then the following night is MacArthur, Thursday, March 15th from 6 to 7, both nights. I know you have questions. You're not, you know, you don't just wake up an expert in all this. But what you have to know is Tate and Lyle and ADM and GSI and John Deere and all of the agribusiness in this, even Caterpillar. And it's everything from welding to ag science to truck driving to, there's just multiple job opportunities under this umbrella. And a lot of them take different levels of education. Some require a four-year degree, some don't. Some you're going to the trades, and in a couple of years without any student debt, you're making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year in a great career. That's what all these videos are about. We just shared, is it now on the Now Decatur page?
Yes, it is.
Put it up this morning again. Tat's interview with Reed about, you know, kind of dispelling some of those myths around this, or people's perceptions, and their perceptions are the reality. We got to change that for sure. All right. So if you had to, first of all, how long are you president of Section 16?
So my term lasts for about a whole year.
Okay. A whole year?
Yeah.
All right. What year are you in high school?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. So what are your future plans?
So my future plans are to go to SIUC down in Carbondale and major in agricultural education mm-hmm. and farm and ranch management.
Okay. And so I was looking at the Illinois FFA Association as a page. And what is an SAE?
So an SAE is a supervised agricultural experience. And so essentially what that is members take a project that they have or something they're interested in and turn it into a project. Then they keep records on that. So that project can be anything from working at McDonald's. We call that food service. You can keep a record book on that. Anything involving food or agriculture in any way, or even things like welding and mechanics and plumbing and electricity, all those things can be called an SAE. And so you keep your records on this, and then at the end of the year, you go to a judging contest, and your skills are put against other people.
And so this is the competition
area.
Aspect of this,
yes.
Which is very important.
Yes.
And District 61, because of the Howard G. Buffett gift, they're buying, you know, two new vans for travel. The Buffett Foundation is going to pay for, you know, jackets, uniforms, you know, entry fees to all these tournaments. How big of an advantage is that going to be for a program like this to have all of that funded for 4 years?
To have all that funded for 4 years is incredible, because those students for the next 4 years won't have to worry about where that money is coming from, or won't have to worry about trying to raise that money. Of course, for any of us, even at Moroa, if we want to go somewhere, we have to raise those funds to do so, which hasn't really been a problem for us in the past. But to have the ability and the access to that money and not have to worry about those things, just be able to take that leap of faith out there and do them would be incredible.
Yeah. Now, on the real world growing of things, what's really cool about this Andreas Ag Academy is at an enterprise school. Now, Lindsay, do you even know where enterprise school is?
No idea.
It's on the south side of town. It's out like towards 48. And they have acreage there, and they're going to actually have, fields. And they're going to have, and the cool thing is they're going to have a greenhouse, and they're going to have a pole barn. And the kids are learning about construction, are going to build all of this. I mean, so this thing just keeps rolling over itself where they'll have real world experience. Mm-hmm. There's pods coming in, hydroponic pods, where they'll be able to, at Eisenhower MacArthur, be able to literally grow things year round, for the science side of this and learning how. All of this is just, I know you're excited about it because you and I talked about this. I can't wait for to see all of it, because I don't know that everyone just knows how exciting this is going to be in the end.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to have those accesses to those kind of materials and that kind of learning material is just incredible, and something that any ag student should be really excited about, because I think the first thing they're going to learn is agriculture is honestly so much bigger than just cow, sows, and plows.
No, it is the largest driver of the economy in this state. I mean, by far. Mm-hmm. It's not even close. How big, how many members in the Illinois FFA, roughly?
There's roughly 17,000 members, approaching 18,000 members.
Yeah. And then how often are you doing something in association with the FFA year-round?
Year-round, especially this year, I have daily contacts multiple times with FFA material in general, whether I'm working on a project for FFA or no matter what I'm doing, I'm always contacting FFA material.
And how good is the leadership in this state, from the adults, that are helping to help you guys manage all this? I mean, it's a pretty tight organization.
It really is, and they foster those kind of, I guess, again, soft skills and that material and that learning of planning out a schedule and managing your time very well, because of course we do have pretty busy schedules, but they help us tremendously with that. It is a student-led organization, however, which means we call our leaders advisors, because they're there to advise us, a lot of the decisions are ours, and so that's kind of aids to learning those business skills and just knowing those different pieces, because it's up to you to make the right decision for your peers and for your team and for your chapter and state. And so that kind of, I guess, mindset and that kind of is something that sets us apart as an organization from others.
Well, to be clear and to reiterate, there's two different tracks here. You've got the Duane Andreas Ag Academy at both Eisenhower and MacArthur High School coming in the fall. Now, this is going to be whether you're going to college, whether you're going into the trades, whatever your career exposure is going to be, you're going to learn that and be on these tracks. And there's also the FFA chapter, which will begin. And you don't have to do both. I mean, you could go through, the Ag Academy path without being a part of the FFA, or vice versa. But the FFA is going to be a big deal because, as you said, this is really, we teach you how to be an electrician, but, that's not teaching you how to stand up in front of a group of people and speak, or how to mm-hmm. interview well. I mean, all the things you learn as being a part of the FFA are the same things you learn in team sports or anything else if it's done well. Your dad's a heck of a coach, right? I'm sure he teaches and instills that in the young men, that play on his football teams. Mm-hmm. But you're getting that exact same experience through FFA.
Yeah, that's right. It's just the same as any other extracurricular. You said it perfectly. You're getting those same skills as you're getting on the football field, on the basketball court, any of that stuff. All those skills are really the same in their essence, and we just propagate them.
All right. Well, it's fantastic stuff. I can't tell you how impressed I've been with you, and thank you. Reed and his compadres were at the Farm Progress Show this past year with all of the sixth grade students from District mm-hmm. 61. It's exciting. I find it exciting getting these kids excited about actual careers. Sometimes people will sit around and talk and try to put a square peg into a round hole. I mean, this is mm-hmm. square peg, square hole. We live in the agribusiness capital of the world. These jobs are out there and available. We just have to get these kids ready for it. And it's an equal opportunity thing. There's not a kid in District 61 or Moroa Forsyth or Mount Zion or Warrensburg or anywhere else that cannot have one of these jobs and these careers if we just put them on the right path.
Yeah, these jobs are really wide open, and really all we're looking for, ADM Tate & Lyle, they're just looking for people who want to learn. You don't necessarily have to know anything about any part of the agriculture industry. As long as you're there and you're ready to work and you're ready to learn, they're happy to have you on board.
All right, how big's your chapter there in Moreau Forsyth?
Our chapter in Moreau is about 58 members strong.
Okay, so you have 58 kids, right? Yep. This is all, and by the way, on March 13th, we've got a big deal going on. We went out to visit a school in Omaha, Nebraska, called the William Jennings Bryan High School, and they have, thanks to the Buffett Foundation, started a program there. They had their student population was about 82% free reduced lunches, an inner city sort of school district in a generic way of describing it. They didn't have an FFA program. They didn't have any of this. They started it. Now they have the largest FFA chapter in all of Nebraska. And Nebraska is a pretty big ag state. So this can be done.
Yeah, for sure. This is something that is by no means out of the, I guess, spectrum of what's possible and what's realistic. And I think we learned that this week, or a couple weeks ago, whenever we went up to Chaz, the Chicago High School.
Yeah, you were on that trip. Tell me how cool was that.
Yeah, so essentially what that is, or what those kids get to do, is they have their course.
It's a pretty small school, right?
I mean, yeah, only about 100 kids.
Yeah, you think about Chicago, yeah. Everybody thinks it's big, but they have an entire high school dedicated to the ag industry.
That's correct, and so they have their core subjects in the morning, and then they kind of work through those, their math, their science, and their English, and then they pick a pathway in the ag industry, and then they have ag classes for the second half of the day. And they have all these availabilities and capabilities like we're talking about having here in Decatur, whether it be aquaponics, raising fish, or the agribusiness side of things, or even they have animal science, and they have a barn with alpacas and pigs and all kinds of different animals. Yeah. So whatever the kids want to do, one of the big things that we were told was they're never told no. If they have an idea, they're just told to come back with a plan on how they're going to do it. No kid is ever told no, and I think that's something really important to hit on here in Decatur, and something to hit on as the organization as a whole is if you have an idea as a member or a student, you're never told no. You're just told to push harder and get it done.
Yeah, we had a young woman who was an ADM employee up in Chicago at their corporate headquarters named Cassandra Carter, who came to the Farm Progress Show along with you. And others, and you know, she told the story that her parents made her go to that high school. She didn't want to go. She thought food came from the store. That was her basic knowledge of agribusiness. And now, because of that education, and then going to college and pursuing this as her dream, she's traveled the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those kind of spectrums are endless. Whether you want to be a world traveling businessman or you want to stay right here in Decatur for the rest of your life. Whether you want to be a welder, a business person, an electrician, a truck driver, whatever that might be, ag is the industry for you because we can encompass all of those things.
And it's not going anywhere.
Nope. Reed, not anytime soon.
Very impressive. We really appreciate all your support
and
help.
Thanks for being here.
We're going to take a break. Back with more right after this.
Today we got sunny skies, highs near 50 degrees. Then for tonight, clear, lows around 30 degrees. For your Saturday, sunshine, highs near 51. And Sunday, sunshine, highs near 53 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 30 degrees.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make no obligation.